It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. On a recent evening in a Centennial Public Library, senior citizens took in a lecture on Iran and global nuclear proliferation. Meanwhile, at the University of Denver, students, many in their 40s and 50s, are signing up for courses like the Human Immune System and Symphony 101. This is all part of a national move toward lifelong learning. Among Americans over 65, the number of people taking classes has more than doubled since 1991 to about 2 in 10. For middle-aged Americans, the rate's even higher, more than 4 in 10. Well, joining us are two Coloradans who see this trend firsthand. Jim Davis is dean of University College at DU, which has developed a booming baby boomer business. Jeff Robertson is president of Active Minds, a company that offers classes for senior citizens in Denver and soon in other Colorado cities. Well, both of you, welcome to the program. Jeff, I'm curious about who takes your classes, if you might tell us about, say, one of your students.
Students that attend our programming really runs a gamut. We have 55-year-olds and we have 105-year-olds. So, you know, there's really no typical Active Minds student, but we do programming in retirement communities, assisted living communities, as well as senior centers and libraries and bookstores. So it draws both from the community at large and specific senior communities.
Well, I'm not sure if it's just a slogan, but tell me about the 105-year-old.
There was this woman in a retirement community, and she came up to me after one of our programs, and she started to give me book recommendations. And it was a wonderful experience because she'd just heard a class on, I think it was actually a class on Indonesia. This was around the time of the tsunami a couple of years ago. And she started recommending all of these books, many of which I've now read, on lifelong learning. And it was clear that she had found a welcome audience in me on a topic that was very near and dear to her heart and something she was very passionate about.
And clearly she's doing it to stay active, to keep
exactly.
her mind active.
Exactly.
What else do students tell you about why they come to the classes?
Well, one of the things that we get frequently is they like the intellectual challenge. We did a survey one time of various, we do a lot of surveys of our classes, and one of the things we asked was, how is the level of content? And we asked them to rate it on a 5-point scale, and we actually labeled 3 as being just right. One of the bits of feedback that we got, we had a ton of them that were returned with 4 circled, which was on the more difficult end of the spectrum, but they went to great pains to write in, but this is exactly where we want you to be. We want you to be pushing us, challenging us, helping us stay involved in the world and staying up on current events as well as other topics, but really, really pushing our mind.
Jim, one of the non-traditional programs that DU offers is called the Enrichment Program. You started it 4 years ago, and I wonder why you started it.
We started it because many colleges of continuing education offer non-credit courses, and there was nothing like this in Denver. And we began it because we thought there was a great audience, but also because the University of Denver has tremendous faculty resources that could be drawn into a program like this.
And so you thought there was a big market, was there?
There was. We started out with just 27 courses and 281 enrollments, and now it has grown into 600 students. We expect to end this particular term with about 650 to 700 and 43 courses.
So student size has more than doubled since you started. I wonder if you've gotten the kinds of students you expected to get.
We did. We expected more younger students with the enrichment program, but we've settled in with people who are mostly 45 to 65, all kinds of doctors, lawyers, social workers, psychologists, so on, empty nesters, retirees, mothers, grandmothers trying to write memoirs, people who want to learn more about the symphony, about art, and current issues.
And to be clear, these are not four-credit courses. These are purely enrichment.
That's correct. No credit, no assignments, no homework, although the people often ask, what can I read? And we do give them things to read and work on.
It's like a professor's dream.
Ah, yes.
What can I read that you're not giving me? DU also has a program called Viva, which is a little different.
It's different in that it's a membership program, and the members of Viva can sign up and then take 2 or 3 courses. But it's also facilitated by the members, and that makes it different from the enrichment program, which we teach in in a more traditional format in the evenings.
Does Viva have a similar kind of student?
Yes, although they are clearly a learning and retirement program of people who are usually 65 and up.
Hey, Jeff, I'm curious what convinced you that there was a market for courses for seniors?
You know, it happened more by happenstance than anything else. My co-founder in Active Minds is John Stocker Henderson, and he's a lifetime educator. In about 2002, he offered a poetry class in the basement of a church in central Denver. And it was offered during the day, and it wasn't specifically for seniors, but it just so happened that everyone who showed up was a senior citizen. And he discovered both a passion in himself for teaching the senior audience, but he also discovered an incredible unmet need in terms of high-quality educational programming geared for specifically for seniors in the community. One thing led to another. He wound up making about a dozen homemade flyers and sending them to various retirement communities. And within a couple of days, he got 9 phone calls from activities directors interested in the programming.
Humble beginnings. And I wonder now what some of your most popular courses are.
By far, our most popular is a course called Perspectives on World Events. And what we do in that particular course is we try and take topics that are in the news, but that can really benefit from taking an entire hour to look at typically the backstory and the history of a particular situation. A good example would be a class that we're running on the nuclear situation in Iran. And we wind up talking a lot about Iranian history and that part of the world because it's very important in order to understand the psyche of Iran and how they've come to be in the situation they are right now, where they're, by some accounts, threatening the world in terms of their nuclear aspirations. And so we try and take a very comprehensive approach in terms of the curriculum that we present.
Does that surprise you that the most popular course offering isn't underwater basket weaving, but, you know, something on the Iran question?
You know, it doesn't surprise me because we spend a lot of time in assisted living and retirement communities, and basket weaving, arts and crafts are pretty readily available, and a lot of what we hear is that's not what seniors really want. They want things that are challenging and keep them involved in the world.
Interesting. I wonder, Jim, what some of your more popular course offerings are.
Clearly, one called Traveling by Book, which is a contemporary literature course, world literature course, where each time they read a different book from a different country. In fact, we tried to stop that course because the instructor wanted to take a break, and there, we had a small rebellion on our hand, and we had to offer it again anyway, and he agreed to do that, and immediately 30 people signed up for it.
I see. Is there a course you'd like to take?
Yes, well, there's a course right now on film being taught by a Denver Post film critic that is great. And another popular course that is run every term but one is called Symphony 101. It's taught by Bill Hill, who's the timpanist for the Colorado Symphony. People attend the symphony, but they often don't know what they're hearing or seeing, and he opens up that whole world for them.
I wonder if the environment at DU is changed by having these older folks on campus.
It is some, and one of the greatest changes is for those who serve as instructors, teaching undergraduates day after day. That's fine, and they like that. But then when they get the chance to teach older adults, they just say, wow, this is terrific.
This idea, once again, of, you know, students interested enough to ask for more information, not something they might be used to with younger students.
They have people in these classes who are really curious about the subject, and they're because they really want to learn.
There seems to be a growing area of research that suggests education keeps the brain kind of tuned up and may even have, you know, broader health effects, perhaps avoiding Alzheimer's, dementia. Is any of that motivating your students? Jeff, if you want to take that first.
We do find that there are seniors out there that are aware of that research, and there are people that are saying, oh, this is part of my intellectual exercise, if you will. But I think that more than that, what we see is people doing it for the social aspect and for the meaning that it brings to their lives.
And Jim, do you know if that's a motivator?
I would say that people are going to live a much longer time anyway, and the issue is really not so much how this contributes to their health, but how it contributes to their well-being.
Jeff, beyond health, I wonder if society benefits from having more people in school in lifelong learning.
I believe that lifelong learning really contributes to a more informed society, a more engaged society. I've been a fan of education my whole life and have certainly spent my share of time in the classroom. And I think that really what it does for me is stimulates that intellectual curiosity. It gives me ways to connect with people on topics that I might not otherwise have the opportunity to connect with.
Jim, is there a greater benefit, do you think, to society, to this kind of lifelong learning?
Well, Jefferson reminded us that you can't have a democracy without an educated citizenry. And I think that what we're doing is contributing just in one way in our niche to making more educated people. The people that we serve, certainly, they're very interested in current affairs, world affairs, art, music, science, a whole range of things. And that can't be anything but good for the community.
Jeff, Jim, it's nice to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks. It was a pleasure to be here.
Jeff Robertson is president of Active Minds, a company that offers classes for seniors. Jim Davis is dean of University College at the University of Denver.